Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are here in a series of Shiurim on Shlichut V'Aravero. We saw that by Me'ilah there is Shlichut V'Aravero. However, not if the Me'ilah is done, as Tosa says, it's very strong tzad, not if the Me'ilah is done through Hana. The Me'ilah is done through Me'motzit Me'Hekdesh. So he's taken out of the Rishus of Hekdesh. There's Shlichus. There is Shlichut V'Aravero. There is Shlichus from Me'ilah. But not if it's done with Hana. But the only problem with that is that we say that there's shlichus by Mila, even though there's a svar of divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishomen, and therefore he shouldn't listen to the. He's acting on his own behalf because he shouldn't be listening to the tam. He should listen to the rav. So when he's doing this aver, he's acting on his own behalf. So therefore we say normally ain shlich l'dvar aver, but here we say by Mila yesh shlich l'dvar aver. So we obviously don't care that he's acting on his own behalf. So Mila, when he gets hana, when he's acting on his own behalf, because who are you getting hana for? You're getting it for yourself. Memela, there should also be shlichus for Me'ila, even with Hana, even when the Me'ila is done through getting Hana. Because self calls self, you're acting, the other person told you to do it, and it doesn't matter that it's not considered that you're acting on their behalf, because by Me'ila, it doesn't interest us, doesn't bother us. Only normally we say you have to act on the other person's behalf, and you're not, because if Divra Av Divra Tama Divra Misham. Me'ila, we say we don't care about Divra Av Divra Tama Misham. Me'ila, since we don't care about Divra Av Divra Tama Divra Misham. So that means we don't care that you're acting on your own behalf when you're doing the shlichus. So Mamela, if you're getting Hana also. So Eina Chanami, you're acting on your own behalf, but it's still shlichus. It should still count. It should still be shlichus. It should still go to the Aver. It should still go to the Mishalech. That's the question. It's how does Hosav it sad that by, there's no chiyuv by Me'ila, by Zeh Ne'eneh. Mach Patlana, we see, so he's Ne'eneh, but still. Even though shlichus is Ne'eneh, but he's the Mishalech told him to do it. And you're right, we can't consider an acne on behalf of the Mishaleach, but by Me'ila, we don't care, as long as he's his Shaliach. So we don't care that he's acting on his behalf. It's like we don't care about Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomen. We don't care that normal Shalichos, if it's not Hana, he's also not considered acting on the Mishaleach's behalf. Because Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomen, the words that we've been discussing at great length in the other Shirim, the Divrei Mishaleach is cancelled out from Divrei Hashem, and yet it's the Averis that goes to Mishaleach here also. And Achinami, he's not acting on behalf of Mishlech, but he's still, the Mishlech told him to do what he's doing. It's a Mamela, there should be Shlichus. So again, this is all based on an understanding, hopefully, you've heard the previous year. Akopana, we have to explain Pshat and Tosfos. The Tosfos is learning, Shagamba Me'ila, Yisod HaChiyuf U'mitzat Shlichus to Chola Torah Kula. Even by Me'ila, the Shlichus that we're dealing with is Shlichus of Chola Torah Kula. Delesa Elim Keinasa HaMaisa Avur HaShem HaMishaleach. Just like by Kol HaTorah Kula, it has to be done for the Mishalech, so too by Me'ila, it has to be done by Mishalech. So what's the Chiddush of Me'ila? The Chiddush of Me'ila is that normally it's considered that it's not done on behalf of the Mishalech because he shouldn't have listened. Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomen. So Me'ila, if you're acting now, the Mishalech tells you to do an Aver, and you're doing the Aver. So you're not acting on behalf of the Mishalech because his words are canceled out from Divrei Rav. Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomen. You should listen to Hashem. In other words, by Me'ila, the Chiddush is that sof sof, the lemaisa of the asiya is being done for whom? For the Mishaleach. So it's called that it's being done for the Mishaleach. In other words, the svara, normally the svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Atamid, Divrei Mishomen is mafkia the maisa for the Mishaleach. Because he shouldn't be listening to him. So Me'ila, we consider the act not being done on behalf of the Mishalech. But the Chiddush of Me'ila is that even though there's a Svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishomen, it's, and therefore, in theory, in other cases, the Tzivui of the Mishalech is nullified, but here it is not. By Me'ila, the Chiddush is that even though we have a Svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishomen, still, it's considered that he's acting on behalf of the Mishalech, and therefore, there is shlichus. As kol zeh klapei asiyat maaseh sheyesh bo tanyan shel divrei rav v'divrei atam v'divrei mishomen. She'al zeh u'matchin nitchadesh din miyuchad b'me'ila. So that's all vis-a-vis a maaseh that has the inyan of divrei rav v'divrei atam v'divrei mishomen. So here was mischadesh that there's a special din of me'ila that there is shlichus. But klapei hano, we have no such gilui. אבל כלפי הנאה שאין על זה גילוי, שהעשייה נחשבת, משום זה עבור השליח, דסגי בהיותה למעשה עבור המשלח להיותה ידי זה חשובה עשייה למשלח. We have no gilui that this also works by shlichut, by hana. We have a gilui by me'ile באופן כללי. באופן כללי אנחנו אומרים לגבי me'ile, שמכיוון שבפועל רובן ציווה לשמעון לעשות את העבירה, אז שמעון עשה את העבירה, עבירת המעילה, אז עבירת המעילה נזקפת לחובתו של ראובן. Why does it go into Reuven's חשבון? Because Reuven told him to do it. Hi, what about Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishalman? In a chinami, it's better to listen to the Rav than it is to the Talmud, but that doesn't cancel out what the Talmud told you to do. It's still sof kol sof. It's considered that you're acting on behalf of the Talmud. And Mamela, it's their shlichus and the Mishalech is chayev. But klapei hana, we have no such gilui. Hana is a chiddush. When he does the me'ila through hana, who says here it's considered on behalf of the Mishalech? In other words, it's not that pshat by the me'ila, you don't need it to be done on behalf of the Mishalech. You do. We just don't say that because of the svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishalman, you're not acting on behalf of the Mishalech. We say you are by me'ila. But what about hana when you're clearly acting on your own behalf? Right, we have no gilui here that it's considered acting on behalf of the Mishalech. You're getting the hana, it's your hana. הרי הודר בזה הכלל שישנו בכל התורה כולו, שעל ידי הנוע של השליח חבלי כועס על עצמו, like בסון רשי in קדושן. That through the hano of the shliach, it's like he's doing it for himself, and therefore there's no shlichus, and therefore the mishalech is pater, and the shliach is chayiv, and that's why Tosis Rai writes that you should pater nene, even by me'ila, because he's acting on his own behalf. הדברים מאירים. ומעכשיו אפשר לתרץ את הקושיה של השוס יענקף, בנוידי ביהודה, שראינו באחד מהשיעורים הקודמים, דמי טיימה לא אמר רוב אז דינוי על מעילה למשקוס והטויסי שבחי גב נעים בזה שליחוס. רוב אמר דין לגבי שמה, ששמה אומר שיש שליח לדבר עבירה, אבל הוא אומר רובו, שזה רק במקרים, לא, זה לא במקרה, של בעול עשה ערווה, או יכול עשה חילב. זאת אומרת, במקרים שהוא אמר לה שליח להנות, אפילו שם הם מוידה שאין שליח לדבר עבירה. So ask the אחרונים, wait a second, why didn't Rava say his din on me'ila? Tosis says, there's no שליחוס by me'ila, right? If in the tzad, there's no שליחוס by me'ila, when there's hana involved, and me'ila is done with hana, so Rava could have told us that in Gam the Didan, not only according to Shammai, that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and here no Shliach L'Dvar Avera, but even the Didan by Me'ila, we hold that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So Rava should have said, even though we hold that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, but that doesn't apply, to the case of where the person's getting Hana. That would have been a chiddush for us. They only say the chiddush according to Shammai that yesh liach l'dvar avera, but not when it comes to hana, because that's just Shammai. We don't pask it that way. Say it gam l'didan, that even though we hold ein shliach l'dvar avera, but by me'ila yesh liach l'dvar avera, aval the buck stops here by hana. When there's hana involved, then we would say ein shliach l'dvar avera. The l'didan shdesvira lan shebaal meyesh nochisoron shedivrei rav v'divrei atam v'divrei mishaymin dekana. דבוי מייס עבור המשלח, פשיט אלי שבזה נהנה גם במעילה אין חיוב. אחרי שלגבי היות המייס עבור השליח מחמת הנועה, לא שנה מעילה מכל שאר השליחויות. דפשיט אלי בהם שכל שינו מייס עבור משלח לקה שליחוס. והתירוץ הוא, that we normally hold that there's a חיסרון of דברי הרב ודברי התלמיד דברי מישוימן, which means, as we explain, that the מייס has to be on behalf of the Mishaleach. So it's pashut that if someone is getting hano, even if it's me'ila, there's not going to be a chiyuv for the Mishaleach. Why? Because since the ma'ase is clearly being done on behalf of the Shaliach, because he's receiving hano, so then me'ila is not going to be different than in any other type of shlichus. Just like in any other type of shlichus, if I'm acting on my own behalf, there's no shlichus. So to here, if I'm acting on his own behalf, there's no shlichus. The pshita lay behem shekol she'eno ma'ase avur ha'mishalech leka shlichus. V'lachein. So if you're not acting on behalf of the mishalech, there's no shlichus. Therefore, pshita, It's pashut that in such an instance, there's no shlichus, because you're acting on your own behalf if you're getting hana. V'chol hakol mashmalon shel rovo hutzrach kanal be'echad me'shiurim hakodmim rak aliba d'shamay. Ze haya liyater diyuk b'shiur ha'chamishi b'sidra. In the fifth shiur we saw that this chiddush of rovo is only for shamay. Because Shammai doesn't hold of the chisaron of Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomim. Shammai doesn't hold of Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomim. So maybe he holds that we don't have to consider that the Shalech is acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. Shebezeh sa'akadaitach, keneskar le'el sham, shehu mishum deledidei ein tzorch klal shiyamai savura Mishaleach. So the Havamina is that Shammai, in Shammai's lexicon, the Maisa doesn't bechlal have to be for the Mishaleach. For the Zashmin and Rova Shigam Aliba de Shamai Boy Maisa Vura Mishaleach. Bezema Shamanu Boto Shiur. Shepo Rava Mechadesh Lanu. Shigam Lefi Shamai Maisa Tzichliot Avura Mishaleach. He just holds that even though this is Svar of Divrei Av, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomen, it's still considered that you're acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. Velachenu Mashama Rova. So if that's true, that Rav is telling us that even Aliba de Shammai, you need that the Maisa, the Chiddush of Rav is. For us, it's Pashat that if the person's getting Hana, we know that the Maisa has to be done on behalf of the Mishaleach. So it's Pashat that if the Shliach is getting Hana, then it's not going to be the Aveira of the Mishaleach. But according to Shammai, who you would think, according to him, the Maisa doesn't have to be done on behalf of the Mishaleach because there's no Svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomen. That's our Svar. That's not Shammai Svaro. And Memela, since he doesn't hold to that, so must be, it could be, that he holds that the Maisa doesn't have to be done for the Mishaleach. He doesn't care that you have to listen. He doesn't care the words of the Talmud are canceled that and you should listen to the Rav and you're not acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. Still, Yeshlech Dvar Aveira. So if he doesn't care about the fact, Shammai, that you're not acting on behalf of the Mishaleach, that his words don't matter, and you're acting on your own behalf, and still there's going to be Shlichus, so therefore he would also hold that if you're getting Hana, there's going to be Shlichus, even though you're clearly not acting on his behalf. So that's why Rava had to tell us, Dafka by Shammai, and not by us, Pashut. By us, we hold Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomen, you have to act on behalf of the Mishaleach. If you're getting Hana, you're not acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. Just we don't say, that's in principle. Just by Me'ila, the Chiddush is that we say that you are acting on behalf of the Mishaleach, even despite the Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomen. It's still cool that you're acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. That's the Chiddush that we say by Me'ila. But that doesn't mean that you don't have to acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. Of course, you have to be acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. So Me'ila by Me'ila, when you're getting Hana, you're doing the Me'ila by Hana. So if I did the Avera doesn't go to the Mishaleach. So Rava didn't have to tell us that. It's only according to Shammai, who Bechlal, he doesn't start with the Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomen Svar. So therefore, he might hold that you don't have to be acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. So therefore, if you're getting Hana, there's also going to be a Shlichus. So Kamashmalan Rava, no. You have to know that even Aliba de Shammai, you still have to be acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. He just holds in general. We hold Ladidan only by Me'ila. We say that despite the fact that the Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomen, it's still considered that you're acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. We say that by Me'ila, not elsewhere. Rava says that everywhere. I mean, Shammai holds that everywhere. That despite the svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomen, it's still considered that you're acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. Aval, kishish lanu tziyur, shehu v'vaday po'el avur atzmo, bad atzmo, like if you're getting Hana, then even Shammai would agree that there's no shlichus. Shammai only said, normally there is shlichus because b'chol ha'tara kula. When you're acting on behalf of the Mishaleach, you're right, divrei rav, divrei atama, divrei mishomen. You really shouldn't be listening to the Talmud. You should listen to Hashem. But if you did the maisa, listen to the Talmud, so then it's considered that you're acting on behalf of the Talmud. But if you're getting hana, Rabbi says, if you're getting hana, then you're only acting on your own behalf. And there even Shammai agrees. If you're acting on your own behalf, then it's pashut that there's no shlichus. and it's your own Aveira. But it's not that Shammai rejects Divrei Rava, Divrei Tama, Divrei Mishnah. He accepts it. He just solves it. Despite that fact, you're still acting on your own behalf. You're still acting on behalf of the Mishalech. And therefore the Mishalech is Chayiv. We hold, no. That if Divrei Rava, Divrei Tama, Divrei Mishnah, so the Divrei Tama is canceled out, so you're acting on behalf. You're acting on your own behalf. We just hold that by Mi'ila, like Shammai holds, that by Mi'ila, when you do the Aveira on behalf of the, it's being done on behalf of the Mishalech, despite the Svar Divrei Rava, Divrei Tama, Divrei Mishnah. That's dafka by Mi'ila. Because you can see it goes both ways. You see Shammai holds the other way. That's the Chiddush of the Torah, that by Mi'ila, it's taka considered, that you're acting on behalf of the Mishalech, despite Divrei Rava, Divrei Tama, Divrei Mishnah. But across the board, if you're getting Hana, then it's your own, it's you're acting on your own behalf, and therefore everybody holds your Pater, but the bigger Chiddush is even Shammai. We hold the Divrei Rava, Divrei Tama, Divrei Mishnah. So then it makes more sense that if there's Hana, then it's not going to go, it's going to be no shlichus. But even according to Shammai, you might think, doesn't hold the Divrei Tama, Divrei Mishnah, and therefore you could be acting on your own behalf? No. Chiddush is he holds that you are acting on the Shalech's behalf, and Mela, if you're getting Hana, Rava tells us that it's considered acting on your own behalf, and there's no shlichus. So our avod in the next shir, Siyata Dishmaya, is to explain Pshat the Rambam, why is Arav Bo Isar Acher, there is no shlichus. That's a very, very exciting, that Rambam. That's so much read about that Rambam. Wow, so much to talk about. So please stay tuned, and I feel very fortunate and blessed that we were able to give this shir, and we should just be able to give many, many more. B'siyata Dishmaya. Thank you, Hashem, and thank you, listeners, for listening. Appreciate it. B'zrat Hashem, b'li neder, namshich b'simcha, b'tuv lev, shalom, shalom.